Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize,
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to a special edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I do want to include this into the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment because we want to continue to make a difference in people's lives through these Good Deed segments. If you listen to The Mark Wyatt Show, you know that 2 weeks ago I was at the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation and meeting with them and talking to them as a former police officer about domestic violence. We talked about Lucretia Somerville, who that effort was started for because she was murdered back in July of last year in Ardmore, Tennessee. Great lady. I knew her when she worked at the McDonald's. I was a police officer in Ardmore. And of course, I've dedicated myself to helping the Searles family however I can. When you get into domestic violence situations and you find out about families that are dealing with domestic violence, you want to help. I want to help. Sometimes you ask the question, what can I do? Well, I had a young lady reach out to me about her sister, and her sister's been in a domestic violence situation. And I wanted her to share the story. I don't want to give names. I don't want to give information that will create a problem. I just want you as a listener to think about how you can help this woman in her situation right now. One of the things that you can do is support financially. I want to welcome to the show right now her sister. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show.
Mark, how are you?
I am doing fine. It's great to have you. And I wanted to talk about your sister's situation in domestic violence and maybe what she has gone through, her emotional status, her physical status, how she's feeling as a person right now. Because, you know, domestic violence breaks you down as a person, and nobody should feel less than they are, and everybody should feel like that there's hope in this life and that there are people who love them, and domestic violence rips that away from a person.
I completely agree.
How's your sister feeling right now?
She's doing pretty good. She is just taking it one day at a time. You know, it's just a process every day. You know, it was rough in the beginning. Now, every day, step by step, she's getting better. We have a lot of support from friends, family, community, and she's doing very well.
That is important to have a support system. And I was talking to the Searles family the other day at the meeting, and I basically said that some of the people that they'll encounter that have experienced domestic violence were brought to Alabama from a distance away because a lot of times offenders want to get a person away from people who care about them. They want to get them as far away as possible from loved ones where they don't have those connections anymore and that they depend on that one person. And that is typical in a domestic violence situation. But in this situation, as you said, your sister has family and friends and a support net, which is very helpful in her situation right now. She had gone through quite a bit in domestic violence.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. We had to take her to the hospital and she had to recover. and she's doing better now. But yeah, she was abused really bad. We thought she was going to have to be fighting for her life, but she's doing better.
You know, one of the things I want to stress to listeners right now is how we meet people. And sometimes we may think a person is an amazing person. They're a great person. They're somebody we want to spend time with. But maybe we jump into that too soon. We look at strangers a little with less filter because of social media, because we see pictures, we see smiling faces, we see happy comments, or we see things that we might like about a person. That doesn't necessarily tell the story. So we have to be very careful when we build relationships through social media or outside in general.
That's why we are reaching out and we're telling her story. I'm telling her story. She's telling her story herself, because there's so many people that's going through the abuse right now, and there's so many people that's scared to speak up, and we want to be the ones to be like, hey, you're not alone. You're okay. If you want to reach out to talk, we're here. If you want to get help, we're getting resources. We'll get you resources, and we just want to be a voice and help others, because like you said, people be on social media every day. They're posting pictures with their significant others. They're happy behind closed doors. They're not happy. They're getting beat. They're crying. They're abused. And it's not okay. And we want to be a voice for people who have been abused to tell them it's okay. You can get help. You don't have to be in this situation.
That is a huge step in recovery. If you take that step and you're willing to help other people because of what you've gone through, that right there is gold when it comes to helping others, because people want to know that there's somebody who has experienced the same thing. Not that they want them hurt, but the fact that somebody understands the pain that they're going through and PTSD and other issues that rise out of domestic violence, because you become a person who may have very strong trust issues after a domestic violence relationship.
It's a lot of people, and then they're silent, and that's why the suicide rates are high, or they hurt themselves because they're scared.
Well, I'm glad that your sister has stepped up to help people around her, and I know that she's going to help more people. As we talked about earlier, I wanted to be real careful about putting out any names right now, but I know that your sister and yourself are stepping into a role that can help a lot of people. And I do hope that your sister continues to improve and that she is able to be a strong woman as she was before and not have any serious repercussions when it comes to the relationship that she has had. But just go out there and know that she's 100% herself, that people care about her and love her, and they want to try to help her however they can.
She was abused for months, and she was just in fear. And she took the steps that needed to get away and get out and use her voice.
We want to right now give people an opportunity to help your sister. And I know that we can do that various ways. One of the ways is through Cash App or PayPal, these other ways that people can send money. And I do want people to know that I have talked to you at length. We've gotten the story. I want people to know that when I put a story out here, that you can trust that I have verified it. And I want to make sure that people know that that's why I'm putting a voice to this. I wanted you to hear her sister share the message of domestic violence, and then you can make a decision what you want to do. You always have that opportunity as a listener to decide whether or not you want to help, but I want to put it out there, and that's what I'm doing right now. So if you would, share the information where people can donate to your sister's effort.
We have a Cash App, $ Bristow Swim, BRISTOWSWIMS.
All right. Again, that is $ Bristow Swims. That's Bravo Romeo Indigo, Sierra Tango, October Whiskey, Sierra Whiskey, Indigo, Mike Sierra. You can help her recover. You can help her to know that there are people who care about her during this time. And I'm so glad that she has you as a sister.
I really appreciate that so much. You've been nothing but a blessing to us, Mark. And we just thank you so much.
Hey, I'm glad to be here to do what I'm doing, and I hope that this does help. And you just let your sister know that there's a lot of people who are going to be thinking about her, praying for her, and she has the support of an entire community of people.
We really appreciate that so much, and we just want to tell everybody that any efforts, nothing will go unknown. Everything is going towards a great cause, and we just really appreciate the help and all the love that's offered for the community, our family, and our friends, and everybody.
You're most welcome. Appreciate you. Folks, we have been talking to a sister of a young lady who was involved in a domestic violence situation. I wanted you to hear about this story today so that you could reach out and support this effort, support this young lady as she's going through a domestic violence effort. And again, I would like to mention the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation, a great foundation that is forming, and they are going to help a lot of people across the Tennessee Valley through Lucretia Somerville, who was murdered last year in July in Ardmore, Tennessee. And I appreciate the work that they're doing through the Searles family and in honor of Lucretia. So I encourage you to go to that group, look it up. And then if you want to help this young lady, you can again go to Cash App, which is the $BristowSwims, BristowSwims. You have been listening to a special edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.